Is Gmail HIPAA compliant? Handling patient data carries strict responsibility under HIPAA, requiring all personally identifiable health information to remain protected at all times. Email is a major vulnerability because it was not designed for secure data sharing, making it prone to misdelivery, phishing, and unauthorized access. As healthcare data breaches continue to rise, organizations must carefully evaluate how their email systems manage sensitive information. IPAA mandates several core email security practices: encrypting data during transmission, typically via TLS, securing stored data through encryption at rest, limiting access based on roles, maintaining activity logs for audits, preserving data integrity, signing business associate agreements, buy-ins with third-party providers, and reporting breaches promptly. These measures collectively reduce the risk of exposure and ensure compliance. Gmail can support HIPAA compliance, but only under specific conditions. Assigned BAA with Google is essential, and organizations must use Google Workspace, not personal Gmail accounts, since free accounts lack necessary controls and legal coverage. Even within Workspace, appropriate plans with advanced security features are required. Proper configuration is critical, including enabling multi-factor authentication, enforcing strict access controls, monitoring activity, and restricting data sharing. Employee training is vital, as human error remains a leading cause of breaches. Gmail offers useful security features such as TLS encryption, spam and phishing filters, multi-factor authentication, access controls, and activity logging. These tools alone are insufficient without proper setup and ongoing oversight. To prepare Gmail for HIPAA compliance, organizations should assess current usage, migrate to Google Workspace, sign a BAA, configure security settings, establish internal policies, and continuously monitor and improve systems. Gmail is not inherently HIPAA compliant. Compliance depends on a combination of the right platform, legal agreements, strong security configurations, and consistent user practices.